Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show is flown by so far. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Most of the first 2 hours focused on NBA's type stuff with the deadline today for trades and the Rockets trying to stay active. And again, we don't know if there's a late deal to come in after the deadline when they're finishing up the paperwork, but it looks like, for the most part, they acquired Robert Covington and Bruno Caboclo, who they once had at the start of the year. It's like potato, potato.
Well, I mean, you...
Nick will go down, and one of his first questions to Bruno is going to be, do you prefer Caboclo or Caboclo?
But I just... I mean, when I said it and you corrected me, I had to go look at the pronunciation because I didn't know. And that's why I said it the way I did. It was because it was...
You just saw the way it was spelled phonetically, right?
No, I got it from Basketball Reference because they break it down. Yeah, they'll tell you they break down ca,
yeah.
Bo. Yeah, so... And then he was like, mm-mm, you're an idiot.
I mean, I wasn't going to correct either one of you because I had no idea.
I didn't know either. That's why I looked it up.
I've heard from different broadcast perspectives. I heard people say it differently.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
Worrell,
you
bro.
Normally, well, you know, I've heard Toronto.
Kabootaboo. Nope. No, Bill, it's not Kabootaboo. Sorry, Bill.
Kings featuring this rookie from Syracuse, Malachi Richardson. It's Malachi. Bob. Okay. Bob. Sorry, Bob.
Bob. And then Joel messes his name up. Phil.
Huh?
Mark Segovia on Twitter said, hey, for the new Chiefs fan, congrats on the Super Bowl win and also on your third year anniversary. And thank you for congratulating us on our third year anniversary of the show. And thank you for congratulating me on the Super Bowl. I waited my whole life for this.
Hey, we're all full today, but if anybody wants to send pizza tomorrow for the anniversary, Barry will eat it.
Don't start begging for food.
I love pizza in the studio. Can I say this by on your Chiefs fandemonium? Did you see? And there was a lot to uncover and look at from the parade and everything yesterday. Mm-hmm, then Mahomes and
I was so
Travis
excited.
Kelce went to the Post Malone concert.
My guy.
And, you know, his thirsty girlfriend is all over trying to make sure she's on. And his brother, by the way. His brother and his girlfriend are, like, over the top on social media, annoying.
Really?
But as part of it, and I retweeted it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. One, Mahomes and those guys were obviously interactive with the crowd. There was one video that I didn't retweet where he actually poured a beer off the fire truck into Kelce's mouth, who was on the ground.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But then people were throwing him footballs. Whether he signed them or not, you know, I don't know, but he was throwing them back to the crowd. So... one guy runs a route behind one of the parked fire trucks. So Mahomes throws it over the top of the fire truck. And as the dude's watching the ball trying to catch it, he hits a parking meter square smack dab in the face and goes down. And so the guy retweeted it and tagged Mahomes. And Mahomes this morning, for the first time he saw it, because he went to the concert and everything, he was like, yo, that dude that hit the meter, okay? And if you look at it, it was like he got hit going across the middle going 90. He was crushed.
Like Ronnie Lott was waiting on
him.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
That's awesome.
So they definitely got the most out of there.
Bro. That's my quarterback. He cares.
I want you to watch this video, though, because it is truly amazing. Here you go. There goes the ball. Watch this guy right here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to retweet that. You definitely
I did once. I'll
that.
Do it again.
Oh, man.
He absolutely... looks up, has no idea the meter's there, takes it from the chin all the way through the crotch.
Wow, that sounds like a Saturday night for Nick.
Wow.
See, that's not nice.
Oh, but fat that's jokes are nice. Okay. But fat jokes, constant berating of my weight is fine.
See, I was going to give the t-shirt that Andy Reid told me to give to you, the one he has in his closet, but now I'm just going to keep it for myself.
Somebody texted me a picture of Honey Boo Boo. And I don't know why, but I was like, you leave my new head coach alone. He's basically just Honey Boo Boo with a mustache, with a lip hood.
Do we know how much he weighs? And he's 3 or 4 plus.
Coaches don't have to do like bio height and weight.
How much do you think he weighs?
At least 4 bills, right?
No, I'm gonna go. You go 350? I'm gonna go like 325.
No, I'm gonna say high 300. I'm closest without going over 365. 365 is what I'm gonna say.
Well, he's cheating already.
Well, they don't list his weight on this site. They have the...
Can't you just Google how much does Andy Reid weigh?
When he was a player and then add like 250 pounds or 150 pounds.
Well, no. What? Dude, he was 2.5 bills at the punt, pass, and kick at 13.
Yeah, it took a crowbar to get his helmet on.
His
head weighed at least 65 pounds.
He lost 60 pounds in 2017?
Now.
Yeah, I got nothing on his
you
weight.
You want a marketing move? Unlike like signing Baker Mayfield to all these contracts before he played year two and he sucked, capitalize on this one. Andy Reid for Weight Watchers.
Yeah. That's a
lovable guy talking about his cheeseburgers all the time. Well, Andy, now you can have your cheeseburgers and cut calories too.
Don't see a weight listed on any of his bios. And if I was him, I wouldn't.
I retweeted, by the way, the guy hitting the parking meter, and I asked the question, was this targeting?
Nice.
Wow, did he take a crushing blow. And while we're on football, let me throw this at you guys. I caught this while just scanning Twitter the other day.
Are those puns intentional?
No.
Let me throw this at you. I caught this.
No, it wasn't. But now that you've singled it out, I look like an idiot. But at the Super Bowl, evidently, there were all these different, you know, events happening, and one of the events happened to be an overall interview with, I think it was Joel Klatt from Fox, interviewing Brett Favre, Joe Montana, and Drew Brees. And normally these things are just, you know, about their careers and everything else. But literally Joe Montana mesmerized both Drew Brees and Favre when he started talking about using the coach's phone on the sidelines. And the funny thing was, everybody always thinks, hey, you just pick up the phone, it goes right to the offensive coordinator, and that's it.
Right.
Oh, Montana had a little bit more to say about what you can do with those phones.
But I had another way of sometimes when you get yelled at. I found out, though, I was just sitting up after I was getting yelled at on the phone. I go, I'm down 9. Hey, how you doing? Call home. Call my wife. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking to you on the phone. Well, you're playing. I go, I just
did
dial
you really
home.
Call?
Yeah. There's like a bunch of places you could hit 9 and dial home. I would dial home all the time after I found out. I tried everywhere I could go.
Folks, you've heard it here.
I was dialing.
This is a first for Drew and I. I can promise you.
Oh, the first time I did it, she about crapped her pants. She's going, what are you doing? You're playing it.
We almost crapped our pants.
I was about to say. So was that for your sake? Would that reset you? Yeah. Was that the purpose of
and
that?
And then once I found it out, then I tried everywhere. No matter whether I was in bad mood or not, I just mind to get out.
Hey, they're moving the ball. Let me see if I can.
Well, now that Andy Reid knows that, he's going to order pizza. Watch.
Absolutely.
He'll be like, wait a minute, you can dial 9?
But you can almost
tell. Hello, Domino's.
Like, Favre's mad he can't try that now because he's done. And Brees is going, maybe I will play one more year. I got to try that out because that's pretty badass.
That's funny.
Every time he was going to another city, he was going to try and dial 9 and see if he could start making some calls.
That's pretty funny, just talking to his wife on the bench. And of course, we, you know, lose our minds when we see players on their phones on the bench.
Yep.
Little do we know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time is just doing his best E.T. impression, phoning home from halfway across the country. On the football field.
I thought that was
good
funny.
For him. That is funny.
That was some good stuff.
I saw this thing, and it won't take long, but I just saw this wowed me. What do you think that you could make doing a podcast? A really like one of the most popular podcasts. If you had to throw out a number that you would make doing a podcast that was popular.
I think they exaggerate the numbers that they actually can make on a podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as high as people think it is because I think the industry is a bit saturated.
What do you think, like the top of the line pot, like a Joe Rogan or Dave Ramsey has a big, Bill Simmons had a big one. What do you think that they were making or they make?
I don't know, like say, 20, 30 grand a month, maybe 50 grand a month.
Yeah, I was going to say for the year, I would say like $200,000.
I think I'm high, to be honest with you.
Huh?
I think I'm really high.
Here's the full top five as list, a list comprised of both traditional radio hosts, celebrities, and sportscasters. And the, these are the top, these are Forbes' first ever list of highest earning podcast hosts. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, $30 million.
Off his podcast alone.
Podcast, $30 million. Rogan pulls in an estimated $30 million a year. And they're saying, like, there's no way that he's going anywhere. They said that the number two is the a favorite murder true crime podcast hosted by Georgia Hardstark and Karen Kilgariff. They make $15
million
off of their true crime podcast. $15 million. So even if Joe Rogan is getting some UFC money, if they're counting that in his 30, these two are doing just a true crime podcast raking in 15 mil. Dave Ramsey at 10 million. Dax Shepard makes 9 million. And Bill Simmons makes 7 million.
I think Bill Simmons just sold all of his.
Well, his was, I think it was, yeah, it was like BA. They said he just.
He did it. I think he did it through HBO Spotify first initially.
Right. But, that, but they
and
said
now he just sold all of.
To Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. My bad.
Yeah. So. It definitely, I didn't see that coming at that
isn't
dollar
that
rate.
Crazy? I had no idea. I would have been with you guys. I'd have been like, oh, you know, if you're getting $10,000-$20,000 a month for a podcast, good for you.
That's just that's ridiculous great. Money.
And the thing is, people are so like identify with it so much as such a hot commodity that one of my buddies that you guys know was in town a few weeks ago, he has several businesses, but one of the ones he started was a podcast, and he started it, you know, bare bones. And he started building it up. And so he's had it's sports. He's his website, his Twitter account is Sports Business Daily or not Sports Business Daily. It's Sports Business Radio. And he's got a couple of different kind of spinoffs of it. But I was asking him, he got Jay Williams. He's had David Stern. He gets all these guys. I'm like, how hard do you have to bust your ass to get these to go on? He goes, Joel, once they find out that through word of mouth, someone heard someone on my show and then it starts traveling. He goes, they're coming to me. He goes,
so I need to fire back up the 15, guys.
I was just going
to
say, I figured that the 15 was rolling if these guys were making that much money. Ken Bone had to bring you at least a couple mil.
It's so funny because I said $30,000 or $50,000 a year, Barry.
Uh-huh.
There's another link that says $30,000 per episode. So that makes
good Lord.
Man.
Good Lord.
Let me do a podcast. I need about 30 grand. Thanks.
No kidding.
I'm in the mood to buy a new car. Let me do a podcast.
Make 30K. Unbelievable. It is a lot of work, though. That's why I like this, because, I mean, we do our due diligence and work, but the production side of it, Nick does the production side of it. We don't have to podcast our own show. When you're doing a podcast, there is a lot of work involved, unless you're just the talent person. But most podcasts, that's not the case.
Good, there's real podcast.
There's a lot of work that goes into
it. Depends if you're live or not.
You have a supporting crew that helps you, obviously. But, yeah, that's insane.
By the way,
podcast money is
Greg
legit.
Greg sent us the bio for Andy Reid on a site.
Yeah, I was about to message him because I don't click on links on Twitter. I don't trust people. They'll send 6'3", you to a
265?
No way.
No.
265? That was his playing weight. Guarantee you. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I don't. And another fun fact, by the way, on Andy Reid, he went to BYU. Do you know who he was on the JV team with? Steve Young.
Really?
Yeah, Steve Young said, never have I had a JV lineman teach me more about football.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll roll through the final hour of the show. Take a quick break. Come back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
rolling through the show today, period, but also rolling through the final hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city, obviously with the NBA trade deadline wrapping up at 2 p.m. today. There was plenty to talk about on the basketball front as trades were rolling in left and right. We've also covered some football. Also have lots of other things that we can get to, and we appreciate you hanging in there with us. If you missed any portion of the show and you want to catch up, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the usual suspects at the top of the page. The first couple hours will pop down. You can catch up on what you missed. While you're there on the front page, download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Run it through your Bluetooth in your car. Never miss another minute of the show. That's my public service announcement.
Do it.
Nick, I'm waiting for the bell.
Do it.
I mean, that's part of what we agreed upon. Mm. Barry yells, do it, sounding like he's strained. And then there we go.
Did you guys see that? Kirk Douglas passed.
Yeah.
Did you
gone
see
too
how...
soon.
Dude was 103?
Yeah.
Would you want to live to be 103?
It depends of how much of my wits I still had.
I just feel like at some point your bowels stop working. You just poop yourself. You pee all the time. You have no... I don't want to be that old.
That's kind of where I was going with
I don't want to be that old, where you got to wear a diaper all the time. And
you know, if your speech is limited, if you have a lot of limitations, and then mentally you're obviously not what you once were, I think it's obviously a huge factor. But if there's some people – I just saw one of the last living members of
– The Backstreet Boys.
No, some military
New Kids on the
squad,
Block.
And the guy was like a
– the Tuskegee Airmen.
It's either the airman or something along those lines. African American guy, over 100, still sharp as a tack. And
black
still,
don't crack, bro.
And the other one, the guy that was the first black to crack the color barrier in the NHL,
mm-hmm.
He's up there, and dude is going city to city making appearances. Barry Melrose says we talk hockey in detail. If you still got that much wits about you, and you can still carry on conversations and feel that good, live as long as you want, man.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. I mean, it's true when they say black don't. Like Lil Nas X, 78 years old. A lot of people don't know that. Or not. I was looking at Kirk Douglas like, dude, he started his career in the 40s. The Navy and, you know, then he started acting. And, man, I don't, at 103, I just want to call it when I can stop living my life normally.
Yeah,
if that's 80, if that's 75, if it's 70, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day, but you think about this, you almost would have to live to be 103 to enjoy it because we all work very hard to retire at 65. And the average, what is the average life expectancy right now for somebody in the U.S.? Probably 75, you think?
Maybe, yeah.
Nick, what do you think average life expectancy in the U.S. is?
73?
Yeah, 70. So it's 78. So, I mean, it's in your 70s. And, you know, it's going to vary. You're going to be a little younger or older than that.
I got about 5 years.
Man, you think we'll make an 8-year anniversary?
It's going to be pushing it. I'm telling you that.
But could you? So you worked, you retire at 65. Some people don't even retire at 65 because they can't. You've got 10 to 13 years to enjoy your retirement before you kick the bucket. And the last year or two, you know you're not going to be able to enjoy it. You're all broken down.
Yeah, unless it's a sudden death.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad died in his sleep, and he was doing really well. And that's totally different than when you said that. It's crazy that I go back to when my mom passed away. My mom was the most independent woman at 84 years old that you ever want to meet. She still drove the car everywhere. She went to the store. She lived by herself. But she was, you know, definitely on her own. And she had a mishap, slipped and fell in the backyard, broke her hip, was not allowed to drive anymore. And quietly, because she didn't want to have the conversation with me because she knew I wasn't going to take it well. But she had a conversation with my sister where she said, if you take my independence away, if you make me stay in a home where I can't go to the store when I want and do the things that I've been accustomed to doing my whole life, then to me, my life's over and I don't need to be living anymore. And she was that cut and dried about it.
I'm with her on that. I'm totally with her on that. And then I started looking, like, what are life expectancies for other countries?
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, it's in the 80s.
Well, there's these little pockets of Italy and stuff that the national news does features on where, the like, as a community, their life expectancy is like 90 to 105.
Japan is 83.98 years. That was in 2016. So in Japan, life expectancy is 84 years old, and here it's 78. Mexico, it's 77. China is 76. So we're beating Mexico and China. Yay. The UK is 80.96, so almost 81.
I would say I want to say it was in Italy or somewhere around there where they were saying that there's these pockets in the mountains where these communities are, everyone's living to be 100.
Bro, don't move to India. 68.5. You ain't even, that ain't even enough time That's to get your money out of the bank.
With all the natural remedies that they believe in, you would think they got all kinds of
You would think so.
Longevity. What if you get it wrong? What if you find some remedy that's supposed to you know, add years to your life, but you actually mix in the wrong root or the wrong?
I thought like the remedies have been around for quite some time. That was my assumption. I don't know,
dude. Central African Republic, last on the list of life expectancy, 52.8 years old.
Wow,
dog, you'd be dead now.
Everybody's paying child support there. Everybody's stressed out.
What area has the most?
If you lived in, you'd be dead already, Joel.
See, I heard you the first time.
52.8? Oh, don't move.
No, I wouldn't. Nice try, though. But
don't move.
Can you look up Italy or who has the highest life?
The highest is Hong Kong at 84.7. Japan is 84.5. Switzerland is 83.6. That's your top three. Italy is fifth.
You mind if Daryl tweets that out?
83.4. And women way outliving men.
Daryl Morey tweets out, Hong Kong. Longest life expectancy.
Women pretty much kick men's asses when it comes to life expectancy in every country. Like for us here, right? Where's the U.S.? Where the hell did it go? Well, there goes that. Oh, women, 81.4. Men, 76.3 years. 5 years more. That's not fair. That's not fair at all.
Life ain't fair, Barry. That's the moral of the story.
Obviously. It is if you're a woman.
Half hour to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Buffalo Soldier was the story I saw in the local news last night with a gentleman still alive and kicking and doing very, very well. Was very cool. So I wanted to make sure I got that right. Appreciate the heads up on Twitter.
The Oscars are approaching. I don't know even when they are.
Yeah, all the other award shows are out of the way now from the Screen Actors Guild and all the other ones that they have. What's the... The one that Ricky Gervais hosted?
Not the Grammys.
It's not the People's Choice, is it?
No.
Screen Actor? No. Is it the SAG Awards? No.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Regardless, they go on a whole tour before they get to the Oscars.
Oscars 92nd Academy Awards is February 9th.
Golden Globes. Nicholas, thank you,
Nicholas. Yeah, February 9th is the Oscars. Do you want to hear what's in the swag bag? This will piss you off.
They are awesome, these
bags. This is going to make you so angry that these celebrities just get this stuff just because they're celebrities and they show up. So Forbes said that the gift bag for Academy Award nominees is worth only $215,000. That's what it's worth, up almost $70,000 from last year.
How many of them they give out?
All 24 acting and directing nominees get one, bringing the total value to $5.2 million in swag given out.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to say, like, their PR people and all the other people.
All 24
can get in
nominees.
There.
Most expensive item is a $78,000 12-day cruise.
Wow.
Just here, you're already a multimillionaire, so here's a free $78,000 cruise. There's also a year's membership to a dating service worth $20,000, which is weird because some of these folks are married and already have, you know, a significant other, up to $25,000 in cosmetic procedures from a New York City doctor. And then on the lower end, there's like cannabis chocolate edibles. The gift bags are delivered in a suitcase the week of February 9th. Usually one nominee refuses to accept it and may have it donated to charity.
Well, that's so what I was going to say. How many of these are transferable?
So far, no one has turned it down this year. So, because that was my thought. And you guys know I always say this. I was just like your vet with the $6 million Super Bowl ad. Do you know what you could do with that money? Do you know what you could do? Dude, you're who's going to be nominated this year? You're Brad Pitt.
I mean, Brad Pitt and
you're Brad Pitt.
Quentin Tarantino.
Dude, take that $78K and give it to a single mom or a teacher who's done something good for her community or one of her students, a basketball coach that, you know, maybe volunteers his time in the inner city.
I'll give you the idea.
I mean, there's so many people that you could give
on
that
the
to.
Golden Globes. They were so focused on Russell Crowe and all the people from Australia trying to help with the fires.
There you go.
That's where it all
give it
go.
To a first responder who is out there fighting fires
or just I the like money that. To stop the fires.
Oh, that too. But that,
firefighters.
But these are all products that are donated.
Okay.
So I, you know, but that's why I'm saying, yeah, give the $20K to a single mom or not the $20K, but the $20,000 dating service. Give the cosmetic surgery to Nick. He's ugly. Give them what? He's not even at his mic. That's why I did it. He can't even defend himself right now. That's a lot of money.
Prizes
for just doing your job that you already get millions for.
Yeah, and I've heard.
It's crazy.
It's like we did this once before when we talked about what the players get when they go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
But I've heard that the Oscars, the swag bag is unreal. And then you think about it. Well, if the Oscars do it, don't you think that the Golden Globes and all these different award shows are going to do it too?
That's a good question. Let me Google Golden Globes.
Swag bag. Because I can tell you this. When I went to that celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe every year, mm-hmm. the American Century, they had a room on one of the floors in the hotel in a ballroom, and the players, the caddies, they were allowed to go in and just go to town, and the gifts just even in there were amazing.
So this isn't even close. So are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to briefly read these because there's a lot of stuff in here. So the Golden Globes swag gift bag for 2020 included Balance CBD, which was a CBD cream for muscle relief, mm-hmm. which was valued at $25.
Oh,
Pat McGrath, a goodie bag where they have makeup products. So they got different shades, $70 total. I guess five shades. Armani, let's see, what is it? $120. What the hell was it?
Probably sunglasses.
Oh, perfume. Oh. Armani perfume for $120. Living Proof detox shampoo for $28. Who needs to detox their hair?
What is that?
Who's besides Nick's drunk mustache? Who's detoxing their hair? Nick's beard, I guarantee you, could use a 2 week hiatus and a detox.
You don't think James Harden's beard?
Oh, that probably.
Please get lost in his beard.
I was gonna say that probably smells. Like
you know, what did you say, Nick? What gets lost?
Fleas.
Not just fleas, buddy. Just think about where that beard has been.
Oh God.
Oh, bro. I didn't know where you were going.
I mean, come on.
That's a disaster. Now you've made me. You don't hang
the man's jersey in the rafters because he just stops in every like once a year.
I wonder if there's stubble, and then it's like Velcro.
Just
not. All right, that was inappropriate. I said I wasn't going to say it. Pop sockets? I don't know what pop sockets are. When you buy a pop socket from its Poptivism collection, 50% of the sale goes to a nonprofit, including Trees for the Future. So according to Pop Sockets' website, the product has raised $944,000. I have no idea what a pop socket is. No clue.
Stand by.
Bebo produces cannabis products, so they got 10 milligrams of CBD and 3 milligrams of THC. And their downtime.
PopSocket is the original expanding phone grip and stand everyone loves.
Oh, that's that little button on the back that all the Instagram hoes use to take their selfies. Got it.
My
wife has one on her phone, but she's not a hoe.
No, she's not.
Toomey.
She just married.
Toomey. Toomey is a luggage, backpack, and accessory brand. Yep. So they got a Toomey. I don't even know what they got. It just says they got a Toomey. And then a Lavazza. Guests were gifted Lavazza coffee beans worth $50.
Man. Not anything close to the Oscars.
None of that combined equals just the yacht trip or the $20,000 in dating website fees. Golden Globes are
chinchy, man. What celebrity needs a dating service?
That's what I'm saying. You think Brad Pitt needs a dating service? I know he's married, but even if he wasn't, he's Brad Pitt, bro.
I've seen some of the ugliest dudes in the history of the NBA, and their chicks waiting outside every game for these guys. Don't tell me that a celeb that's at least randomly known, especially if you're known and you're up for an Academy Award.
I'm saying.
Come on, man.
You're banging it out however you want, whenever you want. Just come, you don't need $20,000 in dating service fees. What celebrity needs that help? That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
You know what you do is you find 15 ugly people in the crowd and you give it to them. You go, here's your really ugly. You look like you use some help in your dating life. And you give it to them. People need dating help. Not multimillionaire actors and actresses that are good looking. Well, not all actors and actresses are good looking. But they still, like you said, they got money.
I think in the past I thought that I read somewhere that a car was part of it.
The Golden Globes?
Yeah.
No, not this year.
Not this year, but I think in the past
they
might have.
Cheap this year.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, that's $5.5 million in Sprite Bank.
No. Your Oscars $5.5 million.
For the Oscars, yeah.
I'm saying the Golden Globes.
I think in the Oscars
no
in the past there was some
give you
kind
a hot
of car
wheels.
Involvement.
Oh, I thought you meant Golden Globes.
No.
They
no,
just
no,
give
no.
you a Hot Wheels or like a Micro Machines pack or something.
A coffee mug.
Yeah, probably.
And then they want you to display it. Like on Willie Geist on the Weekend Today, they have these yellow coffee mugs, and it's like, where in the world with the coffee mug? They took our idea with the T-shirts.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And so everybody gets the yellow Today mug.
Everybody's stealing our ideas. Hey, here's a great text before we go to break.
Okay.
I think y'all should celebrate your 3-year anniversary with Lawn Talk for an hour. We could do that on Friday.
On Sundays. We should do that on Sundays.
Oh, I was going to say Friday.
No, Saturdays or Sundays. Right, Nick?
Friday.
Bring back Houston game day, baby.
Yeah.
How did Liebeschock take your Lawn Talk, by the way?
Never had Lawn Talk.
Was it introduced on our show?
That originated here.
It was born on The Usual Suspects?
That's an original. Yeah, that's
so
a Usual
here,
Suspects original. I don't know.
I'd be interested.
Probably. He'd probably want to know because he doesn't want his yard to look all raggedy like yours. Most grown adults that have pride in where they live want Lawn Talk. Because they don't want their yard
just fine the way it is.
To match their beard, be all intoxicated and broken.
Yeah, he'll text you. All right, so we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to put a bow on it next. So we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You keep it right here, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It has flown by. It is a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Tomorrow, Friday.
Yes, I have my comedian of the week, Justin Thompson.
Yes. That's the RIP, correct?
Correct.
All right. So we've got that going for us. Also, we have plenty of other things.
Lawn talk?
No.
I thought that's what you were going to say. We'll have plenty of lawn talk?
I don't believe it starts with an F.
Fertilizer.
Okay. That's about ferns. That's what I think. If I can't use
we can
the
talk
S word.
Ferns. Then, we can talk fertilizer.
It ain't worth
talk,
the fertilizer.
Ficus trees? I'm trying over here. That might be pH. I don't really know.
No, I think that's an F.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll just go through Randy Lemon's book and see all the plants that start with F, and we'll just talk about those tomorrow. How about that?
How about not?
Okay.
At least we can say we considered it.
All right.
All right, so an FEF Friday tomorrow that'll take you into your weekend. But, of course, today was wrapped up with everything that was going on with the NBA trade deadline. By the way, it's a little side note, but just so you know, we are the home of the Roughnecks, and the Roughnecks kick off their season this weekend with none other than John Granato as the play-by-play voice, our friend Nate Griffin doing analyst work. And in a stadium, if you're going to be at TDECU, Raheel Ramzanali.
They couldn't have shortened the name. The Ted.
You can just go by one name, Raheel.
No, I'm saying the stadium name.
Oh, it is a mouthful.
It's a little difficult to say TDECU every time. Just call it the Ted or The big T.
And we were talking in one of the breaks previously, even to the former Coug that's a little bit overly biased in there. But we were talking about the fact that this Roughnecks deal and this whole XFL deal has got to be a good deal for the University of Houston. I don't know, you know, what money was exchanged, but the fact that the Roughnecks are using not only the stadium, but the practice facilities, the inside fields, the weight room. And then on top of all that, I see that, and you mentioned this to me, that they actually had new turf put in the stadium before the season starts off for the XFL. So huge win-win for the city. You get a franchise in the new football league, and your major university in town gets to make, you know, come out smelling pretty good too with a bunch of the add-ons and things they got.
Breaking news.
Okay.
I think everyone to a person thought Connor Cook was going to be the starting QB for your Roughnecks. Au contraire, mon
no,
frère.
No, everyone but Rachel Von Orange.
Why? What'd she say?
She had a whole bunch of tweets about how she told everybody, and they should have listened.
That P.J. Walker?
Yeah, it was going to be P.J. Walker. She's been in practice, buddy.
P.J.
Where the
Walker.
Hell was Holly when we needed her? Story for us.
P.J. Walker is your starting quarterback over Connor Cook.
You remember P.J. Walker, right? His career highlights?
Yeah.
All that?
Oh, yeah. Love me some P.J.
Love me some P.J. Walker, yeah.
The best.
Barry, I'm just telling you right now, P.J. Walker is the heart and soul.
He must have went to next team. Wisconsin?
No.
The Temple.
No, P.J.
Oh.
He's the heart and soul, brother. He's got it all taken care of.
He's a Temple grad.
And their mascot is?
Owls.
Thank you. Well done, sir.
You caught me off guard from it. I was like, who, yes. The Roughnecks? It's the Roughnecks.
Yeah, they're doing it for the age.
So there was an article on ESPN, speaking of XFL, mm-hmm. where XFL wide receiver Jeff Badet, is that it? B-A-D-E-T? I don't know. Whatever. Jeff has visors, different colors, different schemes. He actually has Allen Iverson on a picture of one of his visors. On another one, it's all
That's
white and
cool.
It says bad. That might be something to keep an eye on. There's a SpongeBob SquarePants
it's
visor.
It's the anti-OBJ. He had to take that shield off of his helmet for being...
And the XFL's like, no, it's cool. You ever seen a car... Let me explain what this looks like to you, Nicholas. You ever seen a car where the whole back window has something painted on it that it looks like?
Yeah, or like
but
a
you
sticker.
See, yeah, but you see like little holes. It's almost like a one-way mirror where we see on the outside, we see whatever's painted on there. But on the inside... They see right through it. Mm-hmm. That's what this dude visor looks like.
It's very cool.
There's the SpongeBob SquarePants visor.
Looks pretty
if
cool.
If you're on the Twitch stream, I'll show it to you. That's pretty crazy. So that might be something to keep an eye on if they allow these like different visors and kind of like with the first, was it the XFL that allowed like nicknames, He Hate Me and all that on the back? Wasn't that the XFL?
Yep, that sure was.
So maybe that'll be something that they do to spice it up. He had an Allen Iverson one during practice that said, practice? Practice. So, pretty cool.
Post.
Can't wait.
Daryl Morey's quote, post-trade deadline.
Sorry, guys.
We have at least 10 players Mike is comfortable putting on the floor to win big-time playoff games.
Oh, boy.
So, he's comfortable going with the shorter, faster version of your Houston Rockets.
Mm, that means, let me translate that for you. Let me run it through the translator. We messed up.
Yeah, well,
we couldn't get anything done.
I mean, at least there's a, you know, think about all the teams in the West that you're going to face that doesn't have a big man that you can roll through early before you have to face some of the content. Oh, that's right. Almost every team in the West has at least one 7-footer that can play.
And I know, I mean, no one expects Daryl Morey to come out and be like, okay, look, we're pretty bad.
We gave it a shot. Things fell through.
Hey, I was chasing some big names. It didn't happen. We're going to suck. Sorry about it, Houston. We'll probably get bounced in the second round. But we'll work on it. We'll get better next year. I don't know what we're going to do or how because we don't have any assets that are tradable. But we're going to work on it. I think he's not going to come out and say that. Of course he's going to come out and be like, ha, we got 10 guys that Mike D'Antoni likes. Huh? You like it too, no? Now,
can I ask you a question?
I don't know why Daryl Morey just turned Italian, but I feel like when people try to convince you of stuff that it's usually Italian, they're like, you like it, no? You like it? That's going to be Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey.
Can I ask
trying to convince us the Rockets are good.
I need to know in the next press conference. Nick, you're going to have to ask this. So either Daryl or Mike D'Antoni.
Write it down, buddy.
Is there a distinct difference between players that you quote-unquote like and players that you quote-unquote trust enough to play? Because there might be 10 guys that you like, But there might be only seven that you're going to play come playoff time because you trust.
You know his rotation is going to be short, but you should ask that. That would be a good question.
But the way you pose it, I guess, is like, is there any other player that perhaps hasn't been getting the same amount of minutes that you expect the rotation to expand to, something like that? I don't know how he, you know, normally he's pretty good about answering questions because if you look at him, he's always thinking like for like 3-4 seconds.
What if you just phrased it this way?
I'm so scared about that.
Earlier in the week during the trade deadline, after the trade deadline passed, Daryl Morey said that the Rockets had 10 guys that you liked. What about going into the playoffs? Is this 10 guys that you trust as well?
Yeah.
That's great. Perfect right there.
Right.
And then he's going to go, well, you know, how Mike D'Antoni does. But I think if you phrase it that way, it's not like you're implying. You're just saying, okay, yeah, you might like them, but do you trust them?
We'll see.
You're going to ask that? You're going to do it?
Possibly. We never know.
You should.
We'll see.
You could. Who's a wussy?
I didn't think it sounded like that until he just said it.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Yeah.
Huh. So we'll see how it all plays out. And I don't know. I think that in certain aspects, the Rockets got better. They got a 3-and-D guy who's also a three-point shooter. So I guess you could say of their main concerns being a wing player, more shooting, and a center, if you're going to trade Capella, you got two out of the three.
Sure.
I just don't know how you're going to compensate for the fact that you lost a guy that was fourth in the NBA in rebounds, that regardless of how many shortcomings he had offensively, he was a big that ran the floor, finished on the break, gave you a double-double, and obviously protected the rim and the paint. So we'll find out first dose tonight as they take on the Lakers at Staples Center. It is the late game on TNT. So everybody's going to get a glimpse and see if Covington plays and see how the small ball lineup goes against a team that has Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee and Kyle Kuzma.
Now, you guys at the beginning were very big on, well, you hopped on Nick's thought of, let's give him 20.
What? I'm not hopping on Nick's
you
anything.
You hopped on his bandwagon, I guess, of let's give him 20 games, which I thought was a good thing. It was a fair point to make. Mm-hmm. How many games do you give the new acquisitions to see how they fit into this offense?
Oh, you got
to give them 10 games?
You got to get through the All-Star break. And then the All-Star break is going to be key because you get to the All-Star break, and then for those guys, obviously they're not going to make the All-Star team, Covington and those guys, you get more work in.
Which is a shame. They got robbed.
Okay.
I feel like the window gets tighter. I mean, even if
the second half,
yeah,
because got like 5 games to fit in, or
because what if you go on a bad losing streak in the second half? Yeah, you can bounce back from maybe one, maybe two losing streaks that are. When I mean losing streaks, no more than like
3-4 games.
Yeah, like if you go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak after the All-Star game, okay, maybe it was just, you know, you're trying to get things together. Then you go on another 3, 4, 5 game losing streak. I don't know if you have that many games, man.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said.
So 10 games?
Give them all these games maybe in the All-Star break, and then once the All-Star break's over, that's it.
Yeah.
Really?
They got to get going.
They don't have that many games left for the All-Star break.
It's not, obviously, but I'm saying in order to figure out what
when,
you got.
When is the damn All-Star game?
It's in another week and a half.
Okay.
It's not this weekend. It's the next weekend.
So there, how many games do they have left? 5?
I'm talking about after the All-Star break. So you have these games leading into the All-Star break and the break itself to get everybody up to speed and playing right. And then out of the break, they got to have come flying out of the gates. They got to just take care
of
business.
So they should be ready.
I would think so. I would hope so.
So they have – the All-Star break is somewhere between the 11th and the 20th, I'm guessing, because that's a pretty –
that's the big gap, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they have 4 games left until the break. Mm-hmm. So that plus some practice time, they should – That game on the 20th against Golden State on the road.
Plus, they didn't add that many.
If they look bad then
yeah, you're not implementing that many guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Nene and Gerald Green didn't play at all this year.
Okay.
So you're only, you know, you're getting rid of Clint and is that it? Of players?
Well, here's the thing. I said 10 days, or 10 games. The next 10 games, the 11th game is the Clippers. So by March 5th, you're going to know what this team is.
That's a hell of a test right there.
Yeah, you're going to know what this team is March 5th.
Yep. All right, that'll do it for the Suspects on a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FEF Friday, and we appreciate you joining us every day that ends in a Y during the week. Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., it's the usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Fred, Aaron, AJ, Blitz coming up next right here, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.